I hope that you will be able to hear me more than ever before. In this new series we're going to do on the Tao, I want to condense things for you, make them so simple. When you hear the Tao, such as the way that can be walked is not the eternal way, the name that can be named is not the eternal name, the nameless is the beginning of heaven and earth. The named is the mother of all things. That is the secret, Lhotse says, the secret of secrets. I hope to be able to help you with that. That secret, that you may come to a place inside of you where you understand, not from a literal sense, but from an inner sense of how life works. This is the essential understanding. It is extremely important. I cannot emphasize it enough. It is to do without doing, to live without wanting, free from desire. When desire fills us, as Lhotse says, all we can see is manifestations. But when we look deeper, when we are poised, postured in consciousness, we see more than just the manifestation. So let me give you a few teachings on this, and may this be something that you concentrate on for the rest of your life. The great way is abundant, says Lhotse. Abundant on all sides, everything comes from it, and no sentient being is denied its blessing. Calling it its own? No. It is free for everyone. The ultimate liberation is to realize the great way. We all have our modalities, the way we choose to live our life. In these modes, these modalities, the intent, we find ourselves becoming very literal-minded because we have no sense of the bigger picture of our life. Only a person who is not interested in the manifestations of things is aware and can understand the secret of secrets, the nameless. So here is the key to it all. It's very simple. The man of virtue, Lhotse says, discovers the way. With those who are filled with faults, they are forgiven. This is why the Tao is such a treasure, says Lhotse. And he is right. Yes, we are filled with faults, all of us. But to the person who is starting to realize that there is an order, an intelligence to this lifetime, to this world, even to this universe, that is beyond the precepts and the concepts of what I call moral decay. We believe in morals of right and wrong, good and bad, and all of this just diminishes our ability to see beyond the beyond. Those who do not look at life as a matter of a test to get through it and do the quote-unquote right and moral thing, they are the ones that find the deepest form of love. They go into the mystery of life, not interested in the manifestations, but into the mystery to discover what it is. A man of virtue. You're going to hear this a lot. I'll never forget the student that looked me right in the eyes after years of listening to these discourses on the Tao and did not know what virtue is. This person said to me, "What is virtue?" Like it's something foreign. It is foreign to those who live literally, whose minds are captured by desire, ambition, and pride. There is that inexplicable, that unconscionable understanding that is beyond the precepts, concepts, mentality, in my case, of the Gregory Edward. If I am willing to seek virtue, which is the basic goodness that can only come through consciousness, the basic premise of opening up to the secret that lives within me, within you, when that is more important than anything else in my life, a new vision is born. Do you remember the story? It is said of Michelangelo. He was passing by a shop which used to sell marble. Remember this story? He saw a big marble rock outside the shop. It had been laying there for years. He asked the owner, "What's the problem with this? Why can't you sell it?" The owner said, "It's useless. I can't sell it. I've dropped the idea of selling it. Nobody is ready to purchase it. It is useless. The veins are running in all the wrong directions. It's fragile." Well, Michelangelo, it is said, took the rock. And after a year, he invited the owner to come and see it. The owner could not believe his eyes. He had never seen such a beautiful sculpture. He said, How did you do it? This is really magnificent. How did you take this rock that was utterly useless to no other sculptor in our village and make this?" Michelangelo is reported to have said, "It has nothing to do with me. When I was passing, the sculpture called out to me, saying, 'I am imprisoned in here. Help me get out of this rock.' And I just removed the unnecessary chunks and freed him." Yes. There is something imprisoned in you, in all of us. It is virtue. It is goodness. And all you need do is remove the chunks, the rock, the extra that is unnecessary. A man discovers virtue, says Lao Tzu, when he discovers the way. With faults, all is forgiven. You have to understand that. This is why the Tao is such a treasure, and it is. This is what makes the Tao abundant, meaningful. But how? Too many of you, the whole idea of the Tao is nothing but a bunch of words that are congregated in a way that makes no sense to you. That's the beauty of it. What Michelangelo had, he had due to the fact that he did not think. He listened. He heard. He listened. This is why I use tone in everything that I do with you in our meditations. It is not about just breathing. That's a small part of it. The larger part is the ability to hear the tone, to see what is imprisoned within you and remove the unnecessary rocks, the unnecessary chunks. It is really just that simple. That's why Lhotse begins with saying the way that can be walked is not the eternal way. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. Namelessness is the beginning of heaven and earth. What does he mean? When I am no longer trying to think my way through. When my thoughts are realized as futile. You see, when we were little, we were never realized. Our parents did not look at us as something that was like what Michelangelo had, a rock. They didn't realize who you are, much less what you are. You were ignored. The part of you that was authentic, that was eternal, was ignored. How could they help you understand what you are when they didn't understand what they were? They lived by their genetics, their DNA. They could not find that chord, that tone. They weren't interested in it. They just wanted you to grow up and get out of the house and be successful and make them proud. That's all it was really about. And for this, you assumed this was all there was to you. What is this you? What is this me? It's conjured up. It's assumptive. It isn't real in the sense that it would bring us to live in eternity. Not at all. It has no sense of eternity. It's just biology. It's flesh, blood, bone. And many people are enamored with only the manifestation. When we're full of desire, all we can see is what we want. We can't hear. We can't hear beyond what people say, what we think. And when I can't hear beyond what I think, I can't know what I am. You are a sentient soul in there somewhere. You have lost your way because you listen too much to your thoughts. They make, quote unquote, sense to you. And because you think they are sensible, that they will bring some sort of logic and reasoning that makes for manifestations that you desire, that you want. That listening to someone like me, or reading the Tao, or even practicing the Tao by seeking virtue, goodness, that there is no point in it all. You may not realize your dreams, and they are nothing but dreams, illusions, delusions, that the mind propagates, manifests in our brain, telling us just hope, just work, just get what you want. We miss, because that is not all that there is. These people have to keep getting, having, wanting. They think that's what life is all about. And they miss. These discourses that I give you, they're not about how to help you get what you want. They're about to help you to realize yourself, to realize beyond your human, to realize even beyond the self, and to come into that place where you become more interested in the virtue of what you are than thinking about what you want to make you think you're valuable. I'm always reminded when I am teaching and I'm before people about the musician who was playing his organ. He was just being playful with the keys. He had been waiting his whole life for one single chord, something that would resonate not only in him, but in everyone else. He knew it exists, but he couldn't manage it. He couldn't make it happen because he was thinking too much about it. Well, one day, after fingering the keys playfully and not really thinking about that chord, it happened. There it was. He couldn't remember how he had placed his fingers on the keys. He tried, but he couldn't do it again. He couldn't recreate it. For months, he almost became mad. He sat there day and night trying to find that chord. Then he started to believe that it didn't exist, that he just made it up in his mind. Then he just dropped the whole idea. He thought maybe his mind was hallucinating. But one day, just sitting there again, fingering the keys, it appeared. He was ecstatic. He understood what kept him from the keys. They were right there. The fingers were right there. The chord was right there. He realized what kept it from him. He realized it was his mind. He had fixated himself on something that made him believe that the chord could only exist in a certain way, happen in a certain way that made sense to his mind. Well, now he realized, just like Michelangelo, this is what virtue is. It is the greatest treasure of the Tao. The man who goes after and discovers the way is not seeking anymore. He's realized. And the way that occurs, of course, is illogical. Totally illogical. Very few people can sit too long without trying to make a thought. Can there be a thought without a thinker? Can you be that which is a sentient being who does not waste their time on thoughts? You can. when you are not a thinker. I'm going to end this with a meditation with you. I hope you meditate with me as you listen to these discourses. Lhotse, the way is empty, he says. Yet it contains all. Words cannot describe it. Better that one should look deep within and find it there. Let's you and I look deep within.